Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
All right, and welcome. So we have with us, if I can get my sheet back, Mona DeBog. She is a space clearing specialist, initially as a Jinshin Jyutsu practitioner and externally as decluttering and organizing specialist based in Dubai. And welcome.
Salam. Salam from Dubai. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're in the world. I'm happy to be here to share my journey in clearing space inside and out. It started when I was 13 years old. I used to rearrange the stuff around the house and organizing it. I was fascinated by changing the whole furniture, moving the couch from one place to another. And at the end, it feels like a different room. It's like the mood is changed. It seems like something is new and it felt differently. So I was doing this for family and friends. And I was gifted by my aunt a book called Space Clearing by Karen Kingston. And it was eye-opening for me. I didn't know at that age that it is something bigger than I thought. Just changing will do such a impact on my life. I was experimenting with that, and later in life, I was challenged with emotional and physical issues. I felt stuckness, and I need to make a decision about an important matter in my life. So a member of my family recommended that I have a session, a healing session with Jinshin Jyutsu practitioner. I was told it is touch healing, similar to acupuncture, with no needles or pressure. So it was gentle. So I was in a session with a practitioner here in Dubai. I was lying on my back on a massage table, fully closed, and he would place his hand, both of his hands, gently on different parts of my bodies for an hour. Okay, so I was willing to go with that and to experimenting for myself. And the feeling, I still remember how I felt at the beginning when I was more in the head and don't know what's going on, just confused. And the moment at the end of the session, I felt so relaxed. And I was aware of the energy in my body moving around. I didn't know what to name it. It was just an interesting yet different feeling. And I felt that after the session with my sleeping pattern. So, and the change, the improvement of how my mood was. So I kept seeing the practitioner for many sessions. So at that time, I didn't even know how to pronounce it. It was a difficult word. It was that magical thing when I lay on my back and the magic will happen. The total shift will, I didn't know what to name it. So I was encouraged by this practitioner, a dear friend, to go into this study of Jinjin Jitsu of how I can help myself. So let me just explain what is Jin Shin Jitsu. It's a Japanese word, and it's literally translated into the art of the creator expressed through the man of knowing and compassion. It's a lot of philosophy in it. And with a practical explanation, it's the art of harmonizing the life energy in the body and mind and spirit. I was fascinated by this simplicity, yet the complexity of it. And I think that's who we are. We are a complex yet simple being. And I realized, okay, so the Jinjin Jitsu, let me get back to Jinjin Jitsu and how we apply it. So we use the hand as a tool with the breath, like the practitioner was doing in my session. He would place his hand and direct the energy in my body to go into its own natural flow. And that's it. It was a simple touch with a depth in it. At the beginning of my study, I felt it's very complex. But the more I study it, I go deeper in understanding and practice, the more I see the simplicity. And I realized that I was doing that externally long ago in a decluttering session. So the base of my work is exhaling and let go and allow the breath to come in. Exhale and let go and create a space, openness for inhalation to come in. that this is the fundamental concept in my work. Externally, when I declutter or rearrange the homes, the office, the space, I redirect what's in there and put it and facilitate the process of putting it into the right place. If it's needed, it's in the right place. If it's not, let it go. And when I remember in my one of my my ideal clearing session would be just facilitating the owner to have that decision. I don't take the decision instead of them. I just allow them and give them the support. I ask a questions for them to have the answer for it. So I have this vase. It's very expensive. It was a gift from a dear friend. And it's there for 5 years. What shall I do with it? So I would suggest in this case to hold it, to have a physical connection with it. And you can smell it if you want. And ask yourself, does it bring joy? And the body will know. So connecting with what I have learned in Jinjin Jitsu, it makes a lot of sense, and it felt like a process coming home from my external home to my internal home. This is my first home, and the house I live in is my extended. So whatever I do on the outside, eventually it will reflect inside. And I was fascinated by finding a connection, relationships in Jinjin Jitsu, and it's a study of relationships, study of connection. We are all one, and how we can see that. So, okay, so I would encourage you. Now let's go to practical way of Jinjin Jitsu. I just talk a lot about the decluttering. And okay, I mentioned before that the hand are the tools to use this art with the breath. So if you are fortunate to have a hand, look at it. If not, you can imagine. Look how are the fingers. Each finger has a different shape, maybe a different texture. A different personality. It doesn't matter which hand it is, right or left. With this hand, hold the other, hold the thumb of the other hand. Exhale. And inhale. Exhale. Maybe you feel a pulse here, maybe not. It's just you need to, a simple touch is all what you need. This finger brings calm and peace to our busy mind. When I need to digest a new idea, a new thought, when I need to digest food, this finger is my the friend I go to. Actually, while watching the amazing talk in the conference, I would suggest to hold this finger and enjoy the sessions. How do you feel? Hello? Okay, let's go on. So, what about the index finger? The index finger brings faith and courage to life. When the energy that flows in this finger is not harmonized, I start pointing a finger. It will speak out loud when I blame others. It is your fault. You need to do this. So when I point finger, my body is showing me that the energy is not flowing harmoniously. So I help myself with holding it, embrace it, feel it, and be with it. Take a moment. When the fear is speaking out loud in our life, this finger needs attention. So, what do you think the middle finger? Any guess? Anyone would like to guess? Can I see the chat room? Okay. So obviously it speaks of anger. And no wonder it was natural to use that finger when express rage. And the frustration. This finger reminds us to be compassionate and loving to ourselves before we love others. the ring finger. Maybe it named as a ring finger, it's related to relationships. The kids, our kids that brings joy and happiness to our life. Or maybe losing an important person in our life bring us grief and sadness. This finger speaks of relationship between me and others. In any relationship, this finger will speak to us. It needs attention of holding and conscious breathing. Let go. And receive the new. The little finger is when we have a cup of tea. It showed up. Maybe it's a reminder of when we pretend to be elegant. And we pretend to be someone we are not. Ooh la la. So, when the energy in this finger is flowing, we feel who we really are. We have that openness. And we allowing to express what we need to express. It allow us to be less judgmental maybe. And to be who we really are. So. Any questions? I think. We'd like to have a conversation if anybody would like to ask or comment.
If there's any questions in the group, you can put them in the chat or put them into the Q&A box, or you could just raise your hand and we will let you ask it directly.
Okay, this is a very simple tool to help oneself. So let me go back to the relationship between externally and internally. I took it further into my studies to have that connection of how can I do both? And I'm still learning. I had my Jinjin Jitsu practice certificate as a practitioner in 2012. And I've been exploring and finding answer of what the relationship would be from between the two. I felt like it was a flow in my life when I started from external and now I'm coming back to internet. I know I said that before, but I need to say it again to have that feeling of how things, how our perception may change through the journey and how self-knowledge, how how I can listen to the voice within. So the ideal session now would be to do the cluttering from the outside and to have a session to clear the inside. And it doesn't matter how I start externally or internally, it will have that flow. So when I enter to someone's home, I can sense it energetically what's needed to be done in a session. It's like I'm listening to their body messages, and act on it. And allow the person totally to receive. So
we do have a question. Actually, it's two from Angela.
Okay.
Do you need to hold the fingers for a certain time? And does it matter which hand you hold?
Thank you for the question. You can hold it a few minutes or how long as you want to hold it, how it feels. Maybe you hold it in the morning before you come out of your bed or before sleeping, while you're waiting in the elevator. Your body will know.
I have another question here for you.
Okay.
How do you use this technique to release body pain? And does that mean we don't need to have a physical investigation with a doctor?
No, definitely not. This is not, this is complementary to medicine. I don't recommend to rely on it, it's just harmonizing. It's a triangle between, let me rephrase the answer, please. You know what? I will hold my finger now. I will be with it. It's not alternative to medicine, definitely. It is complementary. You need to do what you have to do. And do what your body is telling you to do. Okay. I can't hear.
Helps if I unmute. If you want to, you may also raise your hand and you can just ask directly. So I will stop stumbling over your typed words. So I'm curious about the pinky.
Yeah.
I gotta phrase this. You said it's kind of who we are. We hold it to find who we are. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, on the pinky?
Okay, on the pinky, okay. Mm-hmm. When we pretense and we are afraid to show who we really are, either we're afraid to show in the world or we feel judged by others. Sometimes pretense, it's important for a mother to pretend that she's strong in a difficult situation in front of her kids. Everything is fine, no need to worry. Everything is fine, and she would be emotionally stressed and she doesn't want to show it to her kids. So it is helpful. When it gets out of balance, we step out of who we really are. We get into things that we think that it's authentic to us, but it's not. We dress up in certain way. We can't be ourselves. This heart, this finger is related to organs as well, related to our heart. Can you feel how? Can you feel what's the state of your being when you have an open heart? You're loving and caring in an authentic way. You're not pretend. I love you. So hopefully I clarified that a bit. And just to mention that all fingers are related and have a relationship, direct relationship with our internal organs. So let's get back to the thumb. It's related to our digestion. So it's related to our stomach. When we crave sweet stuff, candies and chocolate and something really sweet, this finger, it show, this finger will help me to deal with that craving. If it's out of balance, it doesn't matter. I don't mean if you eat something sweet, this is showing unbalancing. It's support it. The index finger, it's related to water element, related to the bladder and kidney function energies. And how we flow in life. So, right now, I felt stuckness in what I want to say. I was stuck in my head. And those two were speaking. So I can apply it right away and let it flow again. Maybe it's a reminder to have a sip of water.
So I'm curious, and it goes with something that was also typed. Does it matter how hard you hold? And do you need, like when I hold the thumb, I can feel the pulse, but not so much with the others unless I'm cranking down on it more.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just holding comfortably. No need to apply pressure. It's working either way. It's happening. Okay. I would like to speak of the energy centers in the body. I mentioned before it is similar to acupuncture, where there are energy points. We have 26 energy centers on the right side and 26 energy points on the left side. If you can show the picture of it, please, Tom.
One moment.
Okay. And these energy centers, we give it a name as energy safety lock. It's similar to a fuse box in your home. When there's something wrong with the electricity, it will switch off, so there's no harm will extend to other areas. These centers are functioning the same way. When we are faced with strong emotion or any disturbance in the flow of energy, these centers will switch off to protect us. How we can reopen it again? With our hands. So at any time, like now, for example, I need to let go of what I planned this session to be. I let go of my plan. Being in the head and what is supposed to be, I hold this area with either hand, doesn't matter. I hold this area between the neck and the shoulder. You can adjust your seating or laying down if you want to experience it. And this will help opening it, dealing with it, having a conversation with it. I consider them as a friend with the personalities. This is one of them. This is a dear friend who would tell me, let it go, you're doing fine, it is what it is. Let's go of your expectation of what other may think of you. And it will bring me back to the flow in my life. So as I am speaking now, I can feel it more. It's coming out naturally. This is one area, one energy safety lock, or you can call it energy center, one of 26. Each one have a personality that we need to be alive. We need them in our journey. And I wrote Jinjinjutsu prayer that will start to have, that will start the conversation with each one of them. And I would like to share it with you. I feel embodied reading it in Arabic, in my mother tongue. As I'm about to say, can you just place it on the picture on the screen so people will have a sense of what I am talking about? Thank you. Okay. إلهي ساعدني على التخلي لأمضي قدما لأنمو وأتمدد في علاقاتي لأحيا بوعي وتطمئن روحي في جسدي لأحيا باتزان بروح منتصرة لأكون آية الحياة في الأرض وأكون نقطة التحول لبداية جديدة لأستقبل الوفرة وأفرغ الحمل الفائض من على كتفي ليكون التسليم للقدرة الإلهية ساعدني لأكون محبة محافظة على توازني الدائم لأكون بهجة الحياة وأكسر القيود البالية وأفتح كياني لفطرة السليمة ليهدأ فكري وأتقبل مسؤوليتي ومقدرتي لأبصر طريقي في الحياة وأتحرر من أحكام عقلي ساعدني على التأقلم بيسر لأعيش قدري وأنسجم وأتناغم في الفوضى لتغمرني السكينة وأستمتع بالسلام والوئام. آمين.
So someone asked, and also a question I really wanted to know, what organ is attached to the middle finger?
What attached to the middle finger? First of all, if you look at it, it's the longest. It's standing out. It's like when you go to a room and you feel a noise and scream. You sense it. What kind of emotion is that? I am angry. You can hear the in the voice, the expansion of it, the expansion of I am right. With the attitude of the fingers. Definitely, I'm not going to show it here, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's also speaking of the angry inside, the bitterness we feel, that the grumpy we come, the shrink, when we shrink, it's the opposite of, it's imbalance in the energy that goes through this finger. It relates to the fire energy, relate to the function of the liver. The function of the liver, it's all about detoxing. When we take in and we can't digest it well, it will accumulate. And with this accumulation, there's no way to go but to scream out loud. So it might be helpful when we faced with these kind of situation, no talking is needed. You help yourself, you help the other by holding your own finger. What's inside will reflect on the outside. And when we feel the passion to the angry person or annoying situation, we have a better understanding of that. And we get in the flow again of harmony. So the simplicity of Jinjin Jitsu allow us to be more with less. And my hands are the key to my home. Thank you for listening.
I've certainly never paid this much attention to my hands. So we have a little bit of time left. I was wondering, what is the relationship with the ring finger and the pinky finger to their organs?
Pinky finger?
Mm-hmm.
The heart and the small intestine function energy. When we analyze too much and we pay attention to details that it's not important, it's not from the heart, we gave useless stuff a bigger meaning. So what was the other finger you asked?
Ring finger.
The ring finger is the lung and the large intestine. The lung is the breathing in a relationship. It's the air coming in and out. And the exchanging between one and another. So we're here talking about the related to the air element.
Okay. I will definitely be paying more attention to my hands from now on. They've always just kind of been there. This has been a very great session. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, does anyone have any more further questions? Angela says, me too. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
There's a question in the chat. Can you speak about decluttering more since we have a few minutes? The thing with the messages in the chat, it could easily overlook them. So
what's that?
Can you speak a little bit more about decluttering?
Okay, thank you for asking this question. When I declutter and remove what's no longer needed, that not necessarily be a junk, maybe something out of the place. It's not good or bad. It is maybe, okay, let me rephrase it again. The decluttering is clearing the space for new things to come in. If you keep that pile of magazines, old magazines that you no longer use, nobody's sitting there for years, there is a disturbance in the flow, in the energy in the house. If you remove them, you will allow new things to come in. And with doing that externally, you can feel it, that something is shifted. Maybe you inspired to put a plant in that area or utilize it in a different way. In decluttering, we clear the mind and the body. The more you declutter it from the outside, you're gonna feel the effect. It's a lifetime to feel it.
And so we are coming close to time. So we are coming close to time. So we have, with this conference, a whole lot of great sessions just like this one that will make you see things in a very different light. Unfortunately, you cannot see them all live. If you would like to own this session or any of the other great sessions, we have a library available for purchase, and I do not have any of the links with me. But Manal has that covered. Manal will be putting those in the chat. This will be available for the next 48 hours and probably longer on Facebook. Purchase of this does help us because this was not an easy thing or a free thing to put together, unfortunately. And so, yes, we have coffee breakout rooms. As you can tell, it's very late for me. Coffee breakout rooms to continue this conversation after this session. So, Mona, I have one last thing for you, one last bit of one last word from you. Mm. What would be your top tip for staying embodied?
My hands are the keys to my home. We can be more with less.
Lovely. I like that a lot. So thank you all for coming. This has been a great session.
Thank you.
I will definitely be looking at my hands a lot differently now, especially certain fingers.
Okay.
And thank you for the session and all the great knowledge.
Thank you. Bye.